League 117, this is your podcast for week number 2 of the semester, and already in this new semester, you have a good idea about the unique but similar nature of administrative law to the more familiar legislatively created statutes and court-adjudicated applications of statutes and case law. Agencies make rules in their area of expertise because they directly interact with the citizens for whatever that area of expertise may be. These rules allow the citizens to know the scope and expectations of an agency in areas related to the agency's plans, programs, or processes. Another name for a rule is a regulation. Rules or regulations serve similar expectations for you and for me that statutes serve in our everyday lives. Many times these rules and regulations overlap or create additional or consistent coexisting expectations. Agency rules and regulations are collected in the Code of Federal Regulations for federal regulations, and for a federal rule to be legally enforced, it must be published in the Federal Register. For our state regulations, we have the Illinois Administrative Code. Municipal or local branches of government in Illinois may also create administrative regulations that apply by way of authority that might be granted in the Illinois Administrative Code. Now you're going to notice many examples of federal regulations and processes and most uniform laws that are adopted by, in whole or part, from federal agencies might be mimicked or adopted by state governments. For instance, this week I ask you to explore the Administrative Procedures Act and the Illinois Administrative Procedures Act and the purpose of those acts. This should refresh your memory as to substantive and procedural law, the what and the how. As established in week 1, your personal life is regulated by some sort of administrative agency created rule or regulation in many ways. You'll continue to learn about the general principles of administrative law, and by the end of the semester, you'll also have a good idea about the various ways administrative law might impact your career in the law. It's only as complicated as you make it, and really, it's just as we've talked about the fourth branch of government. The unique part is that in many instances, it performs all of the functions of our other three branches within its processes. But ultimately, anything these agencies do will be reviewed and subject to the same expectations of constitutionality. I hope this is starting to make sense. I appreciate your efforts the first couple weeks. If you need me, you know where to find me.